Andros Townsend of Sky Sports. Andros, talk us through the emotion, everything that goes with scoring a free kick like that. 50,000 Geordies going absolutely berserk in this place.
To be honest, the situation we're in, it was relief. Crystal Palace were extremely difficult to break down, and we knew it was either going to be a set piece or a cross or that was going to win the game for us, and then thankfully it was me that got the goal today.
And when you set up for a free kick like that, what's going through your mind?
I think you're told just to pick one spot and stick to it, but I think I was aiming to go the other side, but I see that the wall was, there was like 4 or 5, 6 foot plus in the wall, so I knew if I was going to score, I had to be the other side to wrong foot the keeper, and it worked out perfectly.
What about the first half? It seemed like Palace were getting under your skin by doing bits and bobs. what was going on?
No, I think it didn't look like they wanted to win the game. They weren't even bothered about playing. They would come in to frustrate us and frustrate the crowd and try and get under our skin. But no, it was extremely difficult. They played their tactics extremely well in the first half. I was guilty of maybe being a bit wasteful in the first half, and we were all frustrated at half time. But no, at the end of the day, we got the 3 points, and at this stage of the season, that's all that matters, are 3 points.
And what's Cardano like in there right now? Because he had to make a big, big save. Could be crucial for this club.
No, he's ecstatic, and everyone's ecstatic for him. We know what a good keeper he is. He's had to wait for his chance. I think at the start of the season, he was third choice, and he could have made the save to keep us up. So no, he's played a fantastic part, and he's a great keeper.
And how much are you enjoying playing back on the right-hand side now?
Yeah, no. Listen, when I first joined, I knew I was going to be playing on the left because Sis Musa and Daryl Yanma had a great partnership on the right, so I knew I had to wait my time. But when the new manager's come in, he's seen straight away that I'm better on the right, and at the moment I'm repaying the faith he's shown in me, and hopefully I can contribute with a few more goals between now and the end of the season.
I know it's a team game, but I'm surprised you're still standing at the moment because of the shift you had to put in, yourself and Ben and Anita down that right.
Yeah, no, it was massively important after we scored. They've got fantastic wingers in Balassi, Punch and Sacco, then Sacco came on. So no, I knew after we got the goal that I had to do my job defensively and help out Vernon, who'd been struggling with a hamstring injury all week, and he was fantastic again, and I just had to play my part defensively.
And just finally, do you believe you can do this now?
Oh, of course. I don't think we've ever stopped believing, to be honest. Even when we lost to Southampton 3-1 and everyone wrote us off, we knew that we had the games, we knew we had a run of games coming at St James's Park, and we're a match for anyone on this pitch. And so no, we're fully confident, and we're going to go to Aston Villa with the same mentality and try and get another 3 points.
Top man. Ice bath. Yeah.